With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke advanced in today's nomination vote for Secretary of the Interior in the GOP-led Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee.
The ayes are 16 and the nays are 6. And the nomination is ordered reported favorably.
Thank you. The ayes have it. Congratulations, Representative Zinke. We look forward to working with you.
Montana Senator Steve Daines voted for Zinke, later noting Zinke will be the first Montanan to ever serve in a president's cabinet. We'll hear more on this from Edward O'Brien later in the news hour. Montana Senator John Tester today announced his opposition to former Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson's nomination to be Secretary of State in the Trump administration. The Democrat said, quote, "Rex Tillerson's connections with Russia and Vladimir Putin are too close for comfort, and his unwillingness to tighten the screws against Russia leads me to believe he may not always act in the best interest of the United States," unquote. That puts him at odds with Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines, who earlier this month issued a statement saying, quote, "Under Rex Tillerson's leadership, our allies and enemies will know that the United States will keep our promises and put America's national security interests first. He is ready to bring his vast knowledge and experience in working with different governments and leaders in every corner of the globe as Secretary of State," unquote. The Senate is expected to vote on Tillerson's nomination tomorrow. The House Taxation Committee will hear a bill Wednesday that would raise taxes for Montanans making more than $400,000 a year in taxable income. Here's Cole Grant with your legislative preview.
House Bill 330 would keep the tax rates the same until someone hits that mark. Then the rate would go from almost 7% to nearly 9%. Democratic Representative Kim Abbott of Helena is carrying the bill. She says her motivation was to look at responsible and fair ways to raise revenue. She hopes to prevent cuts that she says would hurt communities.
You know, whether it's maintenance for roads and bridges, or it's, you know, post-secondary education, or it's services for, you know, our constituents who are most vulnerable.
Montana is facing a budget shortfall. This session, much of the discussion among lawmakers has revolved around how to pay for new programs, what to cut in existing programs, and how the state can increase revenue.
That was Cole Grant with the UM Legislative News Service. Parents of developmentally disabled children are asking Montana lawmakers to raise the age limit for special education funding. Montana is the only state that does not pay school districts for special education programs for students 19 or older. On Monday, parents of children with Down syndrome, autism, and other disabilities asked lawmakers to change that. Representative Kathy Kelker has proposed a bill that would raise the funding cutoff age to 22. The bill would support programs for severely disabled students who have not yet graduated. A medical marijuana patient is asking the Montana Supreme Court to rule whether the state can prosecute him for possessing more than 1 ounce of marijuana, even if the plant is not yet dry. Stephen Penning sought the ruling after a district court judge denied his motion to dismiss a marijuana possession charge. I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Beau Baker. Two bills that would expand gun rights have cleared the Montana House and will now be taken up by the Senate. A measure from Kalispell Republican Representative Randy Brodell that would eliminate enforcement of a federal law barring guns from U.S. post office property passed today on a 60-39 vote. Also approved on a 60-39 vote was a concealed weapons measure from Helena Republican Representative Bill Harris. That bill would allow people to carry a concealed weapon without a permit as long as they are eligible to possess a handgun under state or federal law. A similar measure was vetoed by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock in 2015. Law enforcement organizations, teachers union representatives, and gun safety advocates have opposed the bills. Montana regulators say rates for Northwestern Energy customers are set to rise as the company passes on to consumers a portion of its increased property taxes. The Public Service Commission today declined to take action on the proposed rate increase, allowing it to take effect. It allows Northwestern to collect an additional $19.3 million from customers. Rates will increase 5.8% for electric service and 3.7% for gas service. Public Service Commission members criticized a state law that allows utilities to automatically pass through property tax increases to customers. They say the law acts as a de facto sales tax on energy that customers purchase. A proposal from Billings Republican Representative Daniel Zolnikoff to change the law is pending before the House Energy, Technology, and Federal Relations Committee. For Montana News, I'm Bo Baker.